When I was younger, I loved to go outside and run around with my little sister, Kayla. Summer was always our favorite time to do this because it was so nice and warm. My neighbors, who are twin girls, decided to come over and play outside with my sister and me on one of these summer days. I remember the sun was high and bright in the sky as it warmed all our faces. There were a few clouds, but not enough to make us worried about any rain coming anytime soon. There was a light breeze that would come by every now and then to play with our hair and cool us down from the sun's rays. It was late summer, and there were bees flying to all the flowers still in bloom, making their humming sounds as they went by. The best part was the earth. It was hard enough that we could run around with no shoes on, and my dad must have forgotten to cut the grass because it was unusually long and soft and luscious under our bare feet. The four of us decided to do some running races for fun. We ran a few races while laughing and having a good time. We started to line up for another race, but then I soon realized that one of the twins was missing. I turned and saw her walking down the hill for some odd reason. I called out to her, asking what she was doing, but that was soon forgotten when I saw her start to jump up and down as if she was on fire. She started yelping, and I tried to ask if she was okay. Before I could truly finish what I was going to say, her yelps turned into cries and screams. At first I did not know what to do, but stand there frozen in my tracks and watched mystified as an invisible demon seemed to torture my friend. Soon I was able to snap out of my petrified state when I could make out the "help" struggling to escape her mouth. I walked slowly towards her as she stood twisting her body around and slapping herself as if she was being possessed. As I got closer, I could see what exactly was causing her to be in such anguish. Bees, attacking from every side and angle. I turned and ran as fast as I could into the house while screaming, "Mom, Mom, Mom," the whole way in. My mom came running to me asking what was going on, and I could tell she immediately knew something was really wrong when she saw fear all over my face. She ran outside as fast as she could, with me following closely at her heels. When she saw the scene, she grabbed my friend and pulled her away from where the attack was. I don't remember much after that. It was a pretty brutal scene for an elementary school kid who has not seen much in all her lifetime. I do remember taking the other two girls' hands and leading them into the house as we watched my mom rush my friend back to her house from the picture window in my living room. I did not want the girls to watch her limp back to her house, so I took them into my room, and I just remember we all started to pray. We soon found out later that on the way home, my friend's vision started going crazy. Apparently, she started seeing everything as only purple and yellow. And when my mom took her into the house, she passed out on the couch, and her breathing was starting to fail. They called the ambulance, and she was rushed to the hospital. She had been stung over 30 times, and the doctor soon discovered that she had a serious bee allergy. I was terrified that she would not make it, but thankfully she did. She came home soon after, and she is now very careful around bees.